You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is controlling your thoughts? What is enslaving you? Is it the television set? Feeding your mind images of what life should be? Is it the internet drawing you in and controlling your time? Is it drugs or alcohol numbing your brain and diminishing your desires? Or is it weakness? A lack of discipline that prevents you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish.
Wherever focus goes, energy flows. So why don't we tap into that power now for your business and life?
So many people have lost their day to distraction. What are some things you need to immediately stop doing in your life? Is it social media? Is it watching 7 seasons of a show every week? What do you need to stop doing to take back control of life? Also, what do you need to start doing? And what do you need to start doing every day, every week, every month, every year to be on your A game? Discipline buys you freedom to do what you want.
Sacrifice leads and gains follow. Don't look for any gains where there's been no sacrifice. Don't wake up and look for no gain. Don't look for your game to improve. Don't look for the record to improve. Without sacrifice, there are no gains.
You can't make millions of dollars if you don't make million sacrifice.
You're gonna need to cut some fat if you want life to change.
If you wanna show me you wanna win that bad, pack your calendar, because everything is based off of activity. Very few people wanna show their calendar, because if they did, you would realize who really wants to win bad and who doesn't. It's mathematically impossible for you not to win at the highest level if your calendar is packed from day till night, every single day, the entire year, day after day after day after day after day, without you winning.
Champions are focused on the goal. They don't have time to be doing stuff that's not going to help you toward the goal.
And so what you're focusing on throughout the course of the day, it has to change. What you're looking at, what you're reading, what you're watching, the conversations you have. You must now be focused on your dreams. You must be focused on your goals. When you are great, you don't focus on a week. When you are great, you don't focus on a month. When you are great, you don't focus on a year. You concentrate on the 24 hours that's in front of you, and you nail it.
And the problem with some of y'all is you want somebody else to support your dream. It's yours. It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind. If you want it to happen, you're going to have to do what I do, and that's get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today. Now, I ain't putting my dream on nobody else, and I don't care what nobody think about my doggone dream.
It's your dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.
Everybody wants the prize, but nobody loves the process. Everybody wants to be a champion, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to be a champion. Everybody wants to hold up the trophy and say, man, I did it, but nobody's willing to put in the work that it takes to do it. I love the process. I love the thought of working for what I want. And I firmly believe you're never supposed to wish for it more than you're willing to work for it. Your expectations never supposed to exceed your effort. But a lot of people, they wish, and they're not willing to work. And the great thing about life has a funny way of testing all of us and seeing how bad we really want what it is that we say we want.
The world does not reward mediocrity. You know what the rest of the world wants to pay you for? Be the best at one thing.
If you know how to concentrate your efforts and be focused on one thing, you have an edge. If you can be focused on one thing and not look at everything else that everybody else is looking at, 50 different philosophies, 75 different ways to make money, 19 different streams of income. If you can figure out a way to go here, all of that stuff's gonna come your way. But if you go chase all the other stuff like everyone else is, you're gonna miss the whole point of winning in life because you can't concentrate. You show me anyone today who knows how to concentrate, I'll show you someone that nobody wants to compete with.
Winners complain. Winners want to hear themselves talk. Champions do not complain. Why? Because they're focusing on what they said they wanted to do as a goal. You're not putting energy. You're not commanding your gift. You're not commanding your opportunity. You're not commanding your resources. You're not commanding your dreams and goals. You look at them jokers once every 3 months, if that. You better be looking at them jokers every day.
Where your focus goes, your energy flows. I need us to look at all the possibilities, all of the potential, and I need us to go for it every single day. Monday grind, Tuesday grind, Wednesday grind, Thursday grind, Friday grind, Saturday grind, Sunday grind. Every opportunity that exists, I need you to go after it.
If you want to be successful, if you want to dominate in the area, you got to let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them. So you put your attention on one and go after it.
There is no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to manage their state and they've learned to control their mental focus. Whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that will make you more and more effective every single day.
You should figure out what is it you desire in life and figure out the steps to get there and start working a plan to get there and minimizing everything else. Getting very clear on the mission, very clear on the mission and working the plan. Everything else, guess what it gets? A no.
This is the truth of success. Most people can't succeed because they can't deal with all the old motherfuckers pulling them off the game plan. You're gonna have to get real fucking comfortable sticking to your own plan and telling them no when they wanna go out on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you wanna win, whether it's this year or next year or fucking ever, you're gonna have to get real comfortable keeping your head on your plan and put the time into making yourself happy.
If you plan to shake up this world, then you have to hustle. That is the secret. That is the reason Michelangelo said, if you knew how much work I put into my art, you would not call it genius.
You know how hard I worked to get here? I put in too many hours. I sweat too much blood, too much tears. I worked hard to get here. Did nobody give me this? I didn't grow up with wealth. I worked for this. Sweat, blood, tears. I earn every dime I get. I worked for this. I put in time.
We have to stop making excuses. We have to stop letting into distractions. We have to stop getting unfocused. Everyone wants to win, but few want to prepare. Few want to put in the work that it truly takes. Few want to really love the process. Most of us are just addicted and obsessed with the result and what we want. But really, the magic is in the being and the process. The magic is in the day-to-day. The magic is in the work. The magic is in the practice. The magic is in the moment when we become the winner before we even won.
The first level to success in life, listen to me, the very first level is you seeing it like it's clear to you. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly when you want it. You know exactly what it tastes like. You know what it looks like. You know what it smells like. Before you really blow up and you get success, you literally have it in the palm of your hand without having it. You got to know what it looks like, tastes like, feel like, because you don't, you're going to compromise.
I don't alter my mission at hand. No one f***s with me, because I don't allow them to. It's got to be that way. It's got to be unconditionally focused. What that means is that if you are in and you believe in yourself, no one can change that.
In order to have unbelievable choice and options in your life, in your pursuit of your dream, you must eliminate them. You must shrink your focus down to one thing, one business, one focus at one time, and master it and get great at it for an extended period of time.
Don't stop. Narrow your focus to one idea, one, and make it work. Make it your priority and stick with it no matter what.
The irony of life is that the more you shrink your options in pursuit of your dream, the more it'll open them up in your life later. What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
Make a damn schedule and stick to it so that you have the day you want. That's the trick. It's like, okay, I've got tomorrow. If I was going to set it up so it was the best possible day I could have, what would it look like? Well, then you schedule that.
So if you want more free time, you need more disciplined time. More scheduled time towards the things that matter, the more vacation time for you and your family. That's how you get ahead.
What's your distraction? Just be honest. Are you distracted by ESPN? Are you distracted by movies, Netflix, video games, gossip? Are you distracted with things that don't matter in your life? Ask yourself truthfully, your big goals and dreams. Can you get laser obsessively focused almost to its exclusivity for an extended period of time? I'm talking about a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, even a decade towards something you want so badly you want it like oxygen. It's like you want it like you want to live. Are you extendedly laser focused on it, or do you get distracted easily? Our obsessions become our possessions, but we won't possess them if we're not truly obsessed. Turn your damn TV off. Turn your phone off a lot too. Does it really matter what's going on with the Kardashians right now? Don't be so obsessed with them. Be obsessed with your own reality TV program called your own life. This suffering, this sacrifice you're making is an indicator of progress. It's an indicator of obsession. Suffering and sacrifice and hard work is an indication of progress towards our dreams. The price you will pay for not making your dream come true is far greater than the one that you will pay to make it come true. You'll pay that one the rest of your life. And so ask yourself what you're willing to risk. What's the price you're willing to pay?
Stop negotiating the price. It's a freeing experience to totally commit. When you totally commit to a business, to your fitness, it's a freeing, powerful, it's almost like removing kryptonite from your life when you totally commit. Can you do that? The people around you always say, it's costing too much. It's costing too much. You gotta start going, no, it's worth it.
I dare you to work on yourself for 6 months. I dare you to shut out the world. I dare you to shut out all the distractions. I dare you to give up everything that is keeping you from your dream.
Every day when I wake up, I got all kind of demands. You got all kind of demands. And the reason why you're not where you want to be, you taking all other people's stuff before you spend enough time with yourself to get to know you and get to know what you want and what you should do.
Come on, y'all. Y'all heard it a million times. In case of an emergency, put the doggone mask on yourself first. And the problem with most of you in this room, you giving it to everybody else first. And then you pissed when you give it to everybody else first and you come up short and you wonder why you came up short, because you gave it to everybody else first. Take care of you.
You guys need to understand what you don't have to do. You don't have to work hard. You don't have to eat right. You don't have to sleep right. You don't have to do more than what's required of you. You don't have to be a good teammate. You don't have to be a good leader. You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do. But you also don't have to win. You don't have to be a success in life. You don't have to help your team win. You don't have to play. So the greatest things in life take sacrifice and discipline. And that's why so few people achieve great things. Because they don't want to sacrifice, they don't want to discipline for something greater. So you see all these people that have great things in life that you look up to, it's because they were sacrificed and disciplined long before you ever knew them.
Every day, do something that moves you toward that goal, that keeps that goal alive and in sight and in focus. However small or insignificant that step might seem, take it, do it, make it happen, because that goal isn't going to achieve itself. It is all on you.
Some of y'all are so caught up on the game that you don't get it. It is in practicing. It is in eating right. It is in making good decisions that you look a certain way. It is how you practice. It is what you do that makes you look like you look. It is the process of the grind that shapes you and forms you. It's not the game. And that's why most of y'all get beat in the game or make mistakes in the game, because you think grinding is what happens when the sun comes out. You think grinding is what happens when the lights come on. You think grinding is what happens when people get in the stage. That's not grind. The real grind is in the dark when nobody sees you, when nobody knows what you're doing. When you studying without coach, when you putting in those extra reps, when you watching those videos and you getting inspired, when you change your music, it's the process that makes you sweet.
You concentrate on winning. You concentrate on dominating. Listen to me, focus on this stuff. And when we focus on that, that's where our energy is gonna go.
So all the little stuff you talking about, all the little social media, cut it off, cut it off. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more. Get off social media. It's killing you. Stop Netflix. Who you watching? Watch you. Cut the TV off. It's going to be there. You got a job to do. That's what you're getting paid for. Have some pride. Cut off the TV, son. Cut that doggone football game off. It ain't doing nothing for you. They making millions. You not. More stuff comes to you when you execute, son.
I hate when people give 70%, but they want the life of somebody that's giving 130%.
I challenge you, your life is where it is because of the percentage that you're giving. If you hit a tree 1,000 times in 1,000 different spots, the tree is not gonna fall. But if you hit a tree 1,000 times in that same exact spot, she's gonna come to the ground. Your problem is you did hit it 1,000 times, but in 1,000 different places. I need you to do me a huge favor, stop trying to be deep. I need you to do the exact same thing every single day for the next 10, 15, 20 years and watch that tree come down. And watch you go from zero to a multi-million dollar company. Nothing's changed, guys. I'm doing the exact same thing I was doing 20 years ago. I just keep doing it. And your problem is you're not intentional and deliberate. You wake up on Monday, you might be strong, but by Wednesday, are you hearing what I'm telling you? You're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is going to happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You got to be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You got to decide that you're going to do something, and you got to do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is going to happen to you.
You still got work to do. Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. All the homies texting and calling and trying to make you feel bad about being so focused. It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future.
There's only two ways you can be. You can be the person who learns a little bit, who does a little bit, and then who decides that this really isn't for them and moves on to something else and repeats that cycle over and over and over again. Or you can be the person who's committed. You can be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens. No matter how frustrated I get. No matter how angry I get. No matter what happens in the world. No matter what, I'm fucking doing this. Those are the people that are going to win.
You got to stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. You have to do more. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of, shit, man, I'm out working the crowd. I'm out working everybody. I'm doing more. Once you get there, that's when you fucking know you've done enough. You got to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, you got to suck it the fuck up and do it.
People who do stuff consistently and on time, they surpass people who talented and gifted.
You guys have got to believe in yourself. Headstrong, mentally tough. That's the only way through the bullshit in your life. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is that the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finding intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, face that same challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and make it happen. Winners fail a million times. What makes them a winner is that they believe it, they're headstrong. Nothing's gonna stop them.
There is no excuse for not being the hardest worker.
Yeah, someone might be bigger, stronger, faster, or quicker, younger, whatever else, but there is no excuse to not be the hardest f***ing worker there. No longer are we going to accept rhymes and society's rhyme the reason that we are average. Average is a weak mentality. We must believe it so much so that we're arrogant about it.
You must be stopped for excellence.
The easy route never pays well. The only route in life that pays well is the hard route.
When you're working out and you want to die, feel the death happening in you. Feel the pain happening in your legs as you rep out one more squat, because it'll be all the more pleasurable when you reach the inevitable other end of the spectrum where you're laying in your hammock and sipping on a protein shake. Boy, I really went hard. I really went hard on that set. I really went hard in school. I really went hard in my career. I really went hard in life. Go hard! Die hard!
We have two voices in our mind. There's that one voice that we love to hear. It's that soft motherfucker that says, sleep the fuck in. It's okay. Well, there's another motherfucking voice that wakes you up in the middle of the night. It's that demon voice that whispers in your fucking ear that says, get up, motherfucker. You're not fucking good enough. You gotta work fucking harder. You haven't put enough time in. It's that voice you want to run away from. It's that voice you don't want to fucking hear. But guess what? It's that voice you need to fucking listen to.
People put out goals, dreams, and aspirations and what they want to accomplish. But you very rarely hear people say what they're willing to sacrifice in order to make it happen. They'll tell you the goal, the dream, the aspiration. They'll tell you they want to be elite. They'll tell you they want to be great. But they're not going to say, I'm going to stop going out on Friday night. They're not going to say, I'm going to sacrifice and I'm going to stay late.
It's time to stay focused, man.
It is time. It is time to go from mediocre to meteoric.
It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you're gonna fly.
While they criticize and make fun of you, you work endlessly to shut them up with your results. The best revenge is massive success.
A true dog mentality is not enough to make the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough to win a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough to become a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough to not spit the pound. Go out there and do something with it.
Never do the bare minimum. Be different.
Try to be 10% better than you were last week. So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550.
I'm talking about grit. I'm talking about endurance. Just having more stamina than they got.
In order to get to the next level, you gotta sacrifice. Listen to me, there are no shortcuts to success. There are no discounts to success. It's always sweat. It's always blood. It's always tears. You always have to give all to be the best.
Yes, it's hard. What I ask for, and I'll do whatever it takes to maintain it. It is not easy, but I'm not about to quit. I'm not about to give up. If you're not willing to do it every single day, you're not going to beat the man that's doing it every single day. I'm not the best, but they have not outworked me. I'm not the best. I'm a beast. And oftentimes when you're going up against other beasts, sometimes they just want it more than you want it. They're not more talented than you. They just know what they're out there for. You got to find something within, and that's got to push you, and that's got to drive you. And when you find your why, you find a way to make it happen.
In all times when you want to quit, you make sure you know all times, hours, and days you sacrifice to be the best.